Okay, so here we are. It's July 13th and it's about 1:15 in the afternoon. So I'm sitting in my room here. Yeah, I guess it's difficult to get everything done in one review cycle. So I've noted a few small problems. Again, it just seems to me I've mentioned this several times, but it never gets fixed because I mentioned this originally when we reviewed the audio. Originally, I said that there needed to be an additional pause before, based on the above. So additional pause at 0.5 or 0.6 seconds. And that in the audio is approximately at 4 minutes, 7 seconds. So I don't know. It doesn't make sense if you don't have the pause there. The whole sentence, it's hard to understand. So I listened to the third video again a couple times, and I think, the other places were okay, and of course you made a bunch of adjustments after version 2. But this 4.07, it's confusing if you don't have enough pause there. Okay, you have an annotation for YouTube, which will take us back to our TW Clarify channel. You put that in about approximately 13 minutes, 5 seconds. So that's okay. What happens? What happens is, as I understand, the annotations which you put in YouTube, they're there when the video's being shown on YouTube, but then they're not there when someone downloads the video and uploads it to their own channel. Now, that's been happening quite a bit. People have been downloading these videos and then uploading them to their own channel. And in some cases, they've been adding the Chinese subscripts. They've been, translating that, and in some cases they've even contacted me or left messages on the TW Clarify YouTube channel or left messages on some other website that they assume is associated with this video project and asked for those scripts, which of course I'm happy to give them the scripts. And as far as downloading the videos and putting them up in their channel, I mean, well, from my point of view, I mean, my idea is to get the word out. Excuse me. So, I want people to understand this analysis. The any people who can obtain all this legal and historical analysis to understand how this military occupation works. It's just people are just totally unfamiliar with this. They have no knowledge of this whatsoever. So I'm happy to have them do that. But that being said, see, it does make it actually more desirable to put the wording on the screen at the end of the video, because, I mean, as part of the video itself, because in that way it doesn't disappear when it gets copied. Downloaded and then uploaded onto somebody else's video website or whatever YouTube channel or whatever they're doing. So, in consideration of that, I've come back here to 13 minutes and 8 seconds. I think we should still add a line right there in the video. To download our video scripts, please visit our website at And then the address here is clarifycommonsscripts.php. Now, you gave the example of putting the annotation there and the YouTube linking to external websites and all this stuff. I looked at the explanation, but it's pretty complicated, and you have to change all the settings. I'm not sure I want to change all the settings. Also, that allows you to have advertisements on your site. In general, I don't know about the advertisements on YouTube. I don't know exactly how that works, but in general, I just don't like to see a lot of advertising, so I would prefer not to do that. And if you get a few thousand views, a few tens of thousands of views, that's another problem. I mean, if they're paying you, that now in Taiwan, there's all this discussion about, whether this income from the internet should be taxable or something, and then what's the minimum, and then you have to report that and all this other stuff. And my wife's still talking to our accountant about that, blah blah blah. I really don't want to get involved. I just prefer that my record of incoming payments in that area would just be zero. I mean, it's not a lot of money that I'd be making. I mean, if it were hundreds of US dollars, then okay, then that's easy enough to report. But I mean, if you're only making $10 or $20 and then you have to go through and report that as a pain. So what I have here is a line. To download our video scripts, please visit our website at, the HTTP www.tw.clarify.com/scripts.php. I was thinking that the last line, the web address could stay on the screen longer. See, these are still unlisted videos, so I realize that there's not any information in that scripts.php webpage now, but I can put that in there later because they're not, publicly visible yet. And then perhaps maybe that web address would be a slightly larger script, or it would become slightly bigger typeface or something like that. So I'm really sorry, but I think we need these couple changes to put in the third video. So I would, very much appreciate your attention to these items, and then we'll go ahead, and if these are okay, then I think, we can just release the milestone there. Oh well, I'm hope you'll have time to deal with these issues. So thank you very much. Bye.